to equip us for the journey ahead, to prepare us for that glorious end. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I pray that your people will not hear my word, but your word has spoken by the Holy Spirit to their heart. But all I pray for, O God, is that you prepare each and everyone's heart as a fertile ground, wherein the seed of your word shall grow, even this day, in Jesus' mighty name. And I pray that even at the end, O God, let none of this word stand against us on the last day. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover my brethren with the blood of Jesus, that as we go to share, your blood will avail for us. And for this reason, I take authority over against the spirit of wandering, against the spirit of distraction, in the mighty name of Jesus, that this will not be able to hold any heart bound, in Jesus' mighty name. Your word is a word of life. At the entrance of it, giveth life and giveth life and understanding to the simple heart. Make our heart to be simple, that the light of your word will illumine our heart and we grow thereby. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, brethren. Please kindly open your Bible with me to the book of Psalm. And I will be reading from Psalm 27. I'm reading Psalm 27. The Lord bless you as you listen. It's a Psalm of David. And I read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle praises of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are arisen upon against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, and the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want to quickly share the word of God and encourage us this morning from this passage of the scripture. I know it's a scripture we all know very well. And based on what David is saying to us here, I'll be sharing with us what I title the beauty of the Lord. There is a beauty in the Lord. And it is that beauty I want to talk about. In verse 4, David said, "There is one thing I long for. There is one thing that my heart pants for. There is one thing I desired most." And what is that thing? "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." What is that one thing that you desire this morning that is bringing you even to join this platform now? What is that one thing that your heart is panting for? Whether you are desperately in need of it or quietly you are trusting God for it. It's my prayer that the Lord God, who is not a respecter of person or space, the Lord God who created all things, will grant you that heart desire this morning in the name of Jesus. And David said, "Not just that I want to dwell in the house of the Lord, but there is one thing in that house of the Lord that is really my utmost interest, and that is to behold the beauty of the Lord." When I started, I said there is a beauty in the Lord. And I'm going to point out a few of those beauty unto us this morning. Perhaps they are those things that you desire. Perhaps they are not even in your agenda. But my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will help you to make them the things you equally desire as well. Beholding the beauty of the Lord. I know many of us, we are born again. And if that is the case, then it means you are already beholding the Lord. But what about the beauty of the Lord? One of the things I realize is that when we say we're in the house of the Lord as brethren, the fact that we are coming together in fellowship to share the word of the Lord is one of the beauty that is entrenched in our Lord, because it desires our fellowship. Even when we have sinned, is interested in fellowshipping with us. Even when we have given our life to him, is still interested in fellowshipping with us. This is one of the beauty that the Lord desires of us. And because he's a God that desires to fellowship with us, we must see this as one thing we must always desire. I know at a time like this, many people are wondering, what will become of the church? Is this how the church will continue? And I said to a lot of people, if this is the way God wants it to manifest himself, so be it. Because the word of God, as we know it, brethren, is powerful. It's sharper than two-edged sword. It pierces into marrow and bones. It pierces into rust, even through any medium. So even if it is through this platform, we should not, because of that, move away from the fellowship of brethren, because that is one thing that God desires. I want to believe we all know of this, even with the case of Adam and Eve from the book of Genesis. They sinned against God, their creator, yet God was after them because He wants that fellowship. And it's still the same today. Though we cannot meet physically, though we have been allowed to meet physically in some instances with restrictions here and there, God will still make a way for his people to fellowship with him. And I truly want to believe, as many of us that are on the platform this hour, this is one of the things you desire, to fellowship with brethren, and above all, to fellowship with your Maker. And I pray again, as this be one of the things you desire, the Lord God that you have come to seek will meet with you in Jesus' mighty name. David said, to behold the beauty of the Lord. One of the beauty of the Lord that I've come to realize is his holiness. Is his holiness. Our God is holy. And if we must behold his beauty, if we must come to him, we must be holy. And I'm very sure many of us, we know what we mean when we are talking about holiness. Holiness is you separating yourself from worldliness. Holiness is you conducting yourself in a manner that if Jesus should appear now, you can be rapturable with him. Holiness is us loving our brethren. Holiness is us not forsaking the fellowship of brethren. I don't know what is your interest this time now. Because some people thought, oh, coronavirus is there, still plaguing the place. Because of that, I'm withholding this, I'm withholding that. I am encouraging us, brethren, as members of Jesus Palace. This is the time we need to even show love to our brethren the more. This is the time we need to prove that truly we are Christians. This is the time we need to show that we are still a holy people unto our God who is holy. And this is so important even at a time like this because many hearts are weary. Many hearts are confused. Many hearts are discouraged by reasons of what is going on in the physical. But for us as children of God, who are living being in the spirit, this is the time we must reflect that joy of the Lord, that holiness of the Lord. And I pray, as we have this understanding, God will empower us to live that holy life even through this period in Jesus' mighty name. What is this beauty of our Lord? The beauty of our Lord is us knowing his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our Savior. I knew I said it earlier that many of us, we may have behold that beauty. But I still want to believe there could be one or two people listening to me now, maybe elsewhere throughout the world. You are yet to behold that beauty of salvation. I bring it to you this morning. This is the very step you need to take if only you get anything from this God. Otherwise, you continue to pursue the things of this world that really doesn't give you beauty, that really doesn't give you peace. If you are yet to give your life to God, please do so. And this you will do through the Son, Jesus Christ. And that is why he told us in his word, that he sent his word. And this word was made flesh, and this word dwelleth amongst us. I'm quoting John chapter 1, verse 14. He came in flesh, he dwelleth with us. Perhaps there are things you are going through or you have gone through. Jesus Christ has equally experienced it. But if only you embrace him now, if only you behold the beauty of his coming, you discover that your life will experience a turnaround moving forward in peace, in joy, in holiness, in godliness, in contentment, and you begin to have fulfilled life. I pray for someone here this morning listening to me through this medium, that that beauty of salvation will appear unto you in Jesus' mighty name. And for us that have beheld that beauty of salvation, I want to encourage you, when as I read in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1b, Hebrews 12:1b, he said, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising this shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I know many of us, like I said, we are born again, we have the joy of salvation. But this is the time we still need to guide that salvation with fear and trembling. It's a crucial time that we still need to be closer to him, looking up to him, because generally, whether you are a believer or non-believer, things are tough now. Even though they say this is post-COVID, the news out there are so terrible. Businesses collapsing, people losing jobs, you know, they are very terrible. Even some abandoning the faith, some joining the faith. But for us who are the children of the living God, who understood, who understand the beauty of his holiness, who understand the beauty of him sending his son, we must guard our salvation with fear and trembling, always looking unto him as the author and finisher of our faith. Even when it seems it's not doing very great with us, still be courageous to look up to him. And I pray that beauty that he represents will appear unto you once again in Jesus' mighty name. I still continue. And when David said, in verse 4 now again, that one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. To inquire in his temple. Right now, this platform has become the temple in the physical where we meet. But even beyond this physical temple, what about our spiritual temple? We must go to our spiritual inner man at all times to inquire, to ask of the Lord for direction. And it is that will guide us in a time like this. And as things begin to work in our favor, then we begin to thank God that indeed he is a God who is beautiful for all situations. It is then our heart will long to love our brethren. It is then our heart will long to even love our neighbors, our colleagues, even to still bring the beauty of the message of salvation. Let's inquire. Let's ask of the Lord to strengthen us, to encourage us, to propel us, even to live for him at a time like this. And it's my prayer as we do this, he will answer us in Jesus' mighty name. Even as I've challenged us briefly this morning, I still encourage you in your private closet, let's continue to inquire and seek for the beauty of the Lord. And I bless the name of the Lord even as we were in Sunday school this morning. We were told, we cannot be far from the word of the Lord. This is where we have our strength. This is where we draw our courage. This is where we get ourselves energized spiritually to continue, even to walk with the Lord. I don't know. Maybe you are so weary now that you think, oh, reading the scripture is becoming burdensome, or not even coming together every Sunday is not giving you fun as a Christian. Let our heart be far away from that. Even privately, bring the family together. Enjoy the gospel. Read the scriptures. Let's challenge ourselves. Let's share our experiences of it. As we continue to draw this, before you know it, you begin to see the beauty as captured by the gospel for us. And the Lord will help us as we do this in the name of Jesus. And if you are opportune too, to still come together, one or two families, to enjoy the gospel, let's do it too. This is a way we can strengthen ourselves at a time like this. However, while we do that, I still encourage us, still let us keep to the protocols to maintain healthy and safe distancing relations. God will help us in Jesus' name. Thank you, my brethren, and thank you for listening. We are going to pray before we bring the service to a close. And we'll be praying even from the scriptures that we read. David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" I don't know what is bringing you fear now. Why not bring it to the light of the living God? Let the Lord beam his light on the things that is bringing you fear now, and your heart will receive courage. Let us pray it now. I don't know those things you may have, you may not have, but if you have, please bring them before our God who called himself light. His light will shed on it. His revelation will come to you over such situations, and it will direct you on what to do. Let us pray. Has it got to do with your career path, even at a time like this? Has it got to do with your finance, your health? Tell God. You remember such incidents maybe in the night or in the day, your heart jumps. You need to pray to God over such. That, Father, please shed your light on this area or this aspect of my life. You have told me you are not giving me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. This is beginning to trouble my heart. I bring them before you this morning. Let your light shine upon them. Give me a clear instruction and revelation concerning it. My Father, I pray because you are God that you have promised to answer our prayers. You say we should come unto you. You show us great and mighty things that we know not of. As many of your children that are before you now praying that these are giving them fear. Please, Lord, let your light shine upon them. Let the darkness that surrounds such things disappear in the name of Jesus. Because you are the strength of our life, we will not be afraid. Let the enemies not use such things to hold us into the bondage of fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are going to pray. He said in verse 5, he said, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." Let's pray. The Father, hide me in your pavilion. Let your divine protection be my portion and that of my family and my loved ones wherever they are worldwide. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even as I am grateful that the hold of the pandemic is coming down, it shall not hold any of my family in bondage. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray even as your servant for every member of Jesus' palace. That you continue to hide us, O God, in the secret of your pavilion where no illness will come upon anyone, where the virus will not touch anyone. Thank you for the fulfillment of your word. You say unto us clearly that when you shall see the blood and the angels of death is passing through the land, shall not come near our dwelling. I pray that this verse of your scripture, of your word, will continue to work in favor of every member of Jesus' palace and our loved ones and all believers worldwide in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father, to give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're still praying. In verse 9, it says, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. I want to believe he's the God of your salvation. Why not remind him of this word? Father, hide not your face from me. Let your anger not kindle against me. Help me. Help me. You know the areas where you need help. Talk to God. It's not a respecter of person, but you respect his word. That much I know. If you are truly his own, he will send help from above unto you. He will not leave you, he will not forsake you. Even as a church, he will not leave us nor forsake us. In the name of Jesus, I clearly remember, my Father, you told me your word, that your name is Emmanuel. You are God with us. Please not leave us or do not forsake us. Help us not to sin against you that will make you to hide your face against us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In verse 11, he said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Let us pray. Father, teach me your way. Remember, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ. Say, no one comment unto the Father. I said, through me, teach me your way. Let me live that way of righteousness, that way of love, that way of compassion. Help me, O God. Help us, O God, even as a church, to live it, so that others will see our good works and give you glory and praise your name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In verse 14, say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I pray, on the Lord. Brethren, I don't know what the Holy Spirit will be telling you in the course of the week. Even if you need to wait upon the Lord in prayer and fasting, please be courageous to do it. The Lord God will strengthen you. He will answer you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Brother, I want us